Good afternoon, and welcome to IZEA's Q3 2018 earnings call. I'm Ryan Schram, Chief Operating Officer at IZEA, and joining me today is IZEA Chief Financial Officer, Michael Heald, and IZEA Founder, Chairman, and Chief Executive Officer, Ted Murphy. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Earlier today, the company issued a press release with details pertaining to our third quarter 2018 performance. If you'd like to review those details, all of IZEA's investor information can be found on our investor relations website at izea.com/investors. Before we begin, please take note of the safe harbor paragraph that appears at the end of the press release covering the company's financial results, and be advised that during the course of today's earnings call, our management team will discuss IZEA's business outlook and make forward-looking statements. These statements are predictions based on our team's expectations as of today that are subject to inherent risks and uncertainties and should not be unduly relied upon. Actual events, results, or trends could differ materially from our forecast due to a number of factors, including those mentioned in our most recently filed periodic reports with the SEC. The company and our management team assume no obligations to update any forward-looking statements made in today's call. In addition, our update today will also refer to certain non-GAAP financial measures, specifically gross billings and adjusted EBITDA. A discussion and reconciliation of these measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measure is presented in our most recent Form 10-Q, available under SEC filings in the Investors section of izea.com. With the appropriate disclosures out of the way, I'm pleased to introduce my colleague and IZEA's Chief Financial Officer, Michael Heald, to provide a summary of the company's performance in the third quarter of 2018. Michael.
Thank you, Ryan, and good afternoon, everyone. IZEA reported third quarter 2018 revenue of approximately $5.8 million compared to $7.1 million in the third quarter of 2017. Revenue from managed services, accounting for 84% of total revenue in the quarter, decreased 31% to $4.9 million in Q3 2018 compared to $7 million in Q3 2017. Lower revenue was the result of smaller commitment amounts from some of our larger customers that typically commit on an annual basis, along with fewer sales and a decrease in smaller customers running short-term campaigns. Software licensing revenue increased 51 times to $486,000 in Q3 2018 compared to $9,000 in Q3 2017. Fee revenue from marketplace spend through our IZEAx and Tap Influence marketplaces, which excludes revenue from our legacy workflow, was $379,000 in Q3 2018 compared to $22,000 in Q3 2017. Marketplace spend fees and license fees combined, accounting for 15% of total revenue in the quarter, increased $864,000 in Q3 2018 compared to $31,000 in Q3 2017. The increase in marketplace spend fee revenue and license fee revenue is the result of increased SaaS services offered by IZEAx, along with the acquisition of the Tap Influence SaaS platform and its customer base. Marketplace spend excludes revenue from our legacy workflow from the eByline platform, in which we do not invest sales or development resources into. Bookings, which represent sales orders received less any cancellations or adjustments, amounted to approximately $9.5 million in Q3 2018. This consisted of $4.4 million in managed services, $2.8 million in marketplace spend fees through IZEAx and the Tap Influence platforms, and $1.6 million in licensing fees. Gross billings for the quarter were $9.2 million, up from $4.9 million in Q2 of this year. Revenue backlog at the end of the quarter was $9.8 million. Revenue backlog consists of $5.1 million in unbilled bookings for campaigns which have not yet started, as well as unearned revenue of $4.7 million for campaigns that have been billed but are not yet complete. Cost of revenue decreased $905,000 from Q3 2017, primarily due to lower revenues in Q3 2018. Cost of revenue as a percentage of revenue improved to 41% in Q3 2018 compared to 47% in Q3 2017. Our cost of revenue consists primarily of direct costs paid to our third-party creators who provide the content and sponsorship services, and our internal personnel costs for those who are primarily responsible for the fulfillment of our obligations under our managed services contracts. Although our internal fulfillment costs have decreased 4% from approximately $609,000 in Q3 2017 to $584,000 in Q3 2018 due to an 8% reduction in departmental personnel year over year, our internal fulfillment costs as a percentage of revenue increased to 12% in Q3 2018 compared to 9% in Q3 2017. This is primarily due to our fixed internal costs that do not fluctuate with revenue, becoming a larger percentage of revenue when revenue decreases. Total costs and expenses were $7 million in Q3 2018, compared to $7.7 million in Q3 2017. Total costs and expenses largely decreased due to the lower cost of revenue. Included in these expenses for Q3 2018 is an accrual for an estimated $500,000 of non-recurring legal costs. Net loss in the third quarter of 2018, including this $500,000 legal cost accrual, was $1.3 million, or negative 13 cents per share, as compared to a net loss of $559,000, or negative 10 cents per share in Q3 2017. Adjusted EBITDA for the third quarter of 2018 was a negative $294,000, compared to a positive $221,000 during the same period of the prior year. As of September 30, 2018, we had $3.9 million in cash on hand and stockholders' equity of $7.9 million. Net receivables at the end of Q3 2018 were $6.8 million. This has more than doubled from the $2.8 million at the end of Q2 2018 as a result of a significant increase in gross billings in the quarter. In addition, cash on hand at the end of Q3 2018 includes approximately $1.7 million outstanding on our $5 million credit facility with Bridgebank. Ryan?
Thanks, Michael. Our teams across the United States and Canada had a busy and productive third quarter. Notably, the industry has taken new notice of IZEA thanks to our acquisition of Tap Influence this summer. And for good reason, we are now home to arguably the largest marketplace in the business with a roster of the leading practitioners for influencer and content marketing on our team. However, a core part of IZEA's belief system is that today's success can breed tomorrow's failure if it makes us complacent about staying focused and continuing to accomplish things other companies simply cannot. As mentioned during our last earnings call, our team is focused on new opportunity pipeline generation, which is the total dollar value of proposals presented to clients during a specific period, as an important leading indicator of positive momentum for our business. Year over year, new opportunity pipeline growth began to return at the end of last year, and the positive momentum has continued throughout 2018, reaching $28 million created during the third quarter, an increase of 32% year over year. The third quarter also presented numerous wins in the form of new contracts from a diverse array of sectors and investment levels, including a brand direct relationship with a top 50 US retailer, an upcoming holiday-based influencer marketing program for a top 50 restaurant chain, and a Fortune 100 healthcare company. The company saw new commitments from returning clients, including the expansion of a relationship with a Fortune 10 customer, a Fortune 50 automobile manufacturer, and a Fortune 200 financial services provider. The company refers to these client wins by category and rank instead of brand and corporation name due to industry standard confidentiality clauses. However, in an effort to provide visibility around momentum to our shareholders, we feel it's important to highlight particularly notable commitments in as detailed of a manner possible whilst in a public setting. Another highlight of Q3 was the selection of IZEA as an official Pinterest marketing partner for content marketing. The inclusion in the Pinterest Marketing Partners program provides IZEA with exclusive API access to insights that will enable brands to more easily discover Pinterest influencers and their content. IZEA has made this data available to licensors of IZEA X, including in Unity Search, Unity Lists, and Influencer Profiles. Influencers are now also able to add Pinterest to their profiles through the IZEA X web app, as well as IZEA X on Android and iOS. We have capitalized on the catalyst the Tap Influence acquisition provided for IZEA. Following the Labor Day holiday, our newly combined team set out on an ambitious roadshow schedule with the goal of spending time with our SaaS customer base and showcasing the vision of the combined company's strengths. This included executive briefing sessions showcasing IZEA's technology innovation roadmap, details on our joint value proposition for both SaaS and managed services, as well as collaboration and feedback around the integration timeline of the two platforms. All in all, it was weeks of travel to cities big and small, coordinated by newly aligned teammates, but it was a colossal success. The response we received was consistent and clear. The industry continues to require improved technology, articulated thought leadership, and efficient marketplaces enhanced by consolidation. Last but not least, IZEA has continued to invest in supporting essential and impartial research around the influencer and content marketing space. Last week, we announced findings from the 2018 State of the Creator Economy Report, commissioned by IZEA and conducted in partnership with research firms The Right Brain Consumer Consulting, Lightspeed GMI, and Research Now. The study, now in its eighth year, has become the industry-leading independent view of both the influencer and content marketing categories from the vantage points of creators, consumers, and marketers. One of the key highlights? Within a general consumer-perceived decline in effectiveness of all types of marketing messages over the last year, influencer marketing messages remain top-ranked in effectiveness within the full spectrum of marketing approaches amongst both consumers and marketers. Both influencer and content marketing messages also were seen by marketers as having made the strongest year-to-year effectiveness gains, increasing by more than 40 points as reflected by the message effectiveness momentum measure. All in all, four-year trends show steady perceptual gains for influencer marketing, while at the same time, traditional advertising approaches show a continued flat line or downward effectiveness line. If you'd like to learn more about these and other interesting findings from this year's study, an executive summary is available for free download on IZEA.com. Now, for some additional commentary on IZEA's third quarter, and for perspective on the road ahead for the company, I'll turn the call over to my colleague and IZEA's chairman and chief executive officer, Ted Murphy. Ted?
Thank you, Ryan. We are excited by the momentum generated in Q3. The acquisition of Tap Influence and the additional operating capital we raised in the quarter have provided a meaningful catalyst for the company. We believe that the acquisition further solidifies our leadership position in the influencer marketing space and highlights the scale of our operation in an otherwise fragmented market. As Ryan mentioned, we have moved swiftly to integrate the two organizations post-acquisition. We were able to realize the benefit of cost reductions quickly through a diligent streamlining of combined operations. Our team took a company that was losing millions of dollars per year and transformed it under the IZEA umbrella to have a positive impact on our overall EBITDA. Our engineering team has already been leveraging Tap's intellectual property and core aspects of its user experience to enhance IZEA X. For instance, the discovery tool inside of IZEA X has become meaningfully better with the addition of the SearchRank algorithm we ported from the Tap Influence platform. But discovery is set to take a much bigger leap forward in this current quarter. we anticipate releasing a brand new, standalone version of our discovery platform with a radically new user interface before year-end. This new offering will be called IZEAx Discovery. It will be marketed through a Slipstream self-service sign-up via credit card. The introduction of this new service is scheduled to coincide with the launch of a brand new IZEA.com and a design and marketing refresh of all of our materials. This will be an overhaul of our brand, and it is gorgeous. The newly combined IZEA and TAP marketing teams have done a fantastic job with refreshing the brand identity. This work dovetails into a renewed commitment towards software licensing and marketplace revenue moving forward. This does not mean our managed services line of business will go away by any means. We see these offerings as being complementary to each other, and IZEA will continue to offer tech-enabled managed services to the clients that prefer to work with us in this capacity. However, we believe the greatest opportunity for scaling our operations is in the licensing of the technology that makes our managed services possible and focusing on customers who want to invest in both areas. Consider Q3. $4.4 million out of $9.2 million of IZEA's gross billings is from licensing of technology and the spending within those technology platforms. That is almost half, or 48%, of gross billings in the quarter. We see an opportunity for this spend to continue to grow as more agencies and brands look to bring scale, management, and measurement to their influencer and content marketing efforts. We are aligning our internal resources in order to support that growth and to provide customers with the best possible experience. At the core of that strategy is IZEAx. We have been investing in the next generation of IZEAx, IZEAx 3.0, for the past 2 years, and we've rolled out significant incremental upgrades during that period. However, the most powerful aspect of IZEAx 3.0 is yet to be released. The acquisition of TAP Influence and the partnership and tech integration with Pinterest have created even more opportunities to innovate with the release of IZEAx 3.0. We expect to release this version in Q1 2019, with a slew of new features developed as a result of the TAP Influence acquisition. Meanwhile, IZEAx Discovery is expected to launch in Q4 of 2018, and we also plan to begin a rollout of PayPop, a brand new feature designed for our creators. In IZEAx, we currently pay our creators 30 days after their content is posted or received. With PayPop, certain qualified creators will be able to request immediate payment upon posting and verification, in exchange for a discounted payout ranging from 5 to 10%. For example, if a creator did a post for $100, that creator could choose to be paid $90 immediately, or wait the typical 30 days and get paid the full amount. In most cases, IZEA will be providing the cash prior to receiving payment from the customer, in exchange for additional margin on the post. We plan to roll this program out slowly in order to understand usage patterns and cash flow impact over time. However, we are excited by the margin expansion opportunities this presents. We continue to explore industry consolidation opportunities in our space. There is considerable opportunity for growth within influencer marketing, as well as the broader creator economy. Our management team is active in evaluating M&A opportunities with organizations that could expand our revenue base, improve efficiency, and better serve our customers. As we look to the remainder of 2018, we have four goals: close on the pipeline we have already established, continue pipeline development momentum and aggressively pursue new opportunities, successfully deploy IZEAx Discovery, and continue the TAP Influence transition with customers. Growth remains important to us, and we will continue to balance our investment in sales and marketing against our desire to be EBITDA positive in order to fuel that growth. We intend to put incremental marketing resources towards the launch of our key upcoming products and initiatives, which may have some impact on EBITDA in certain quarters. That said, we remain focused on becoming EBITDA positive, and I believe this was reflected in Q3, where we delivered a significant reduction of EBITDA loss versus Q2. We believe that we will be EBITDA positive again in Q2 of 2019, barring any additional transactions between now and then. There is much opportunity in our space. Our team is focused on executing on our plans, and I am incredibly excited by what 2019 will hold for IZEA. Thank you for spending your time with us this afternoon. I would now like to open the call for Q&A.